about 350 yards left. He's going to hit about a 500. That judges it.
That's a peach, man. Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
Let's go while we're young.
A looper?
A looper. You know, a caddy, a looper.
Find your center. Picture the shot, Danny. Picture it. Turn off all the sound.
Welcome back to the Chasing Daylight, everybody. This is a special edition episode, not necessarily weekly walk related, but it is taking place on a Wednesday when we normally put out the weekly walk. And it's fitting this time of year. It's kind of March Madness and everybody likes to, you know, do brackets and what comes down to the best. And we kind of have our own way of doing our Vegas rankings. So this episode is our Vegas ranking episode. Everybody waits all year for this.
You know what would be cool is to actually make a bracket and send it out to people and have them fill it out.
Ooh, we may do that.
That is a great idea.
That's a good idea. We have, so on, in the Vegas area, so Southern Nevada, I'm not just doing Clark County. There are a couple courses in Pahrump that we have included on this list. We have 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62. 62 total golf courses in the Vegas area.
Within an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, within, yeah, there's some, you know, in Mesquite, it's not too far away. We didn't go into Utah, but it's basically Southern Nevada.
Yeah.
Is the region that we do this on. And so I wanted to give everybody a little understanding of how we do this. There's two sections. We have it based off of golf course and the other factors that go into a golf outing. The golf course is broken down into four sections. Design is out of 15 points. The practice facility is out of 15 points. Course conditions out of 15 points. And the atmosphere is out of 10. The total possible points for a golf course is 55 points. So the more predominant point value is based on the golf course. Then the other factors we have is the pro shop at 15 points, staff at 10 points, and the price is 20 points. And that is a big factor when it comes to people playing golf.
Absolutely.
The reason we brought price into it, because if we just went by golf course, Shadow Creek is going to be number one every time. That's a no-brainer.
Right.
But not everybody has $1,000 to drop on a weekend in Vegas to go play some golf. So we wanted to kind of make it more common for the common golfer. The other factor side is 45 points for a combined total of 100 points. So that's how we break it down. Last year, we had Paiute, all three courses ranked 1, 2, and 3. The way we do this is I've got a spreadsheet that I give each of the guys, and we fill them out, and then they send it back to me, and I input all the numbers, do a sort, and then print based on the total score. We don't see what everybody else ranks, and so when I print these off is the first time we see it. Last year, it was unique. It was just Joe and myself, and we both came up with the same top three. This year, we've added Stat Guy.
Yes.
Jeremy, you have been killing it as far as getting the Vegas golf courses done.
It looks like every single one has scored 100 under Jeremy.
I really like golf. I love Vegas golf.
Jeremy, this I'm sure this was a challenge for you because, you know, you're 15 points. You can't do that on every course.
It really was, actually.
I bet. It makes you think a little bit more than, you know, just your time spending out there. So of all the courses in Vegas, the 62, at least one of us in the group has played all of these courses that we're going to be talking about. There are five courses in the Valley that none of us have played. That is Anthem Country Club, which is crazy because it's
right around the corner.
Lakeview Executive, which I checked, is still open. It's a small little executive course out in Pahrump.
Yeah.
The Mojave Resort and Golf Club, which is down in Laughlin near Bullhead, which looks freaking outstanding. Why I haven't gone down there and play it, I don't know. Red Rock Country Club, which we're going to handle that with the SNGA social.
Yeah.
And then the Summit. That's the big one.
That's the big one.
I would say the majority on this list, we've got a pretty good, there's only a handful that we only have one person that's scored it.
Yeah.
So I'd say the majority of these have 2 to 3 numbers to get the average.
Well, the only ones really are Shadow, Spanish Trails, and Southern Highlands.
Yeah, so if you want to
Dragon Ridge,
the ones that are just getting one score.
I think that's all it is.
And win. Shadow Creek, Southern Highlands, Dragon Ridge, Spanish Trails, Win, Casablanca, Falcon Ridge, Oasis, Eagle Crest, Sunrise Vista, and Durango Hills. So those are the ones where we don't have three.
Which, so, I mean, we'll have to work on checking that
off
this year.
Absolutely. I mean, only five? That's, so we're not, you know, just pulling this.
And three of them are private.
Out of, you know, thin air. Yeah. Yeah, and one is like uber private.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you got to know somebody that knows somebody.
Hopefully we can check that off here soon.
Yeah. So Anthem Country Club, Mojave Resort, Red Rock Country Club, and the Summit, you are on notice.
Yes.
Lakeview Executive. Don't know if we're ever going to play there.
It's a trek to go play
there. It's a trek to go play there. I think maybe if we go out early for a round of Mountain Falls and then cruise into Pahrump and peruse our way around it, we may be able to knock it out. But for the most part, yeah, I don't know if we'll see that on next year's rankings.
Yeah, we'll see.
So we have on the list the courses, what they ranked last year and what they ranked this year. There has been some movement because Jeremy has, you know, inputted a bunch of scores. So it made some changes, not anything dramatic or crazy. So let's start from the bottom and work our way up.
Let's do it.
So on the bottom, we have, which is a complete and utter shock.
I can't believe it.
It's stunning. The Las Vegas Golf Center. And I don't even know if I want to spend too much time on this. I don't know what's going on with the place. They spent a piss ton of money for the power tees, so the upper deck can have ball distribution.
Yeah.
Which, okay, spend a third of that and water the grass.
Yeah, it looked like they were putting a bunch of money into it. They are on the inside. They should put some more money into the golf course, which we thought that they did the tee boxes, but they were trashed immediately. It's a good place to practice. Driving range, not chipping, not putting. Other than that, cheap beers, fun to hang out at.
Yeah, the restaurant, they redid it. It's nice. When Worldwide Golf took over Las Vegas Golf, apparently they didn't want to have anything to do with the range.
Yeah.
And so that's why there's no more retail in there. It's all down at the Las Vegas Golf Supersort. Oh, hey, before we get too far into it, I want to give a shout out to Las Vegas Golf Superstore.
Yeah.
They are officially a sponsor of the Chasing Daylight podcast. You'll be hearing their ads in between our breaks.
Absolutely.
We've got some deals in the works with them for our listeners. It's a local chain that's run by Worldwide Golf. It's been around this town forever. So go in there and support them because they like what we're doing. We love what they're doing. And that's where I'm going to be going most of the time now to get my stuff.
I would dare say it's the best golf shop in the valley.
I would agree with that.
Wow.
I love going there.
It's a really cool, cool shop.
Yep.
Yeah. They got some great simulators. They have tons of gear.
They carry a lot of stuff that other retailers don't carry. They have a lot of good used selection. You can just go in and hit. Nobody's hounding you. Good staff. Cool clothes. They got clothes that you can't find anywhere else in town. Love the place.
So kudos to them for hopping on with us, and you're going to be hearing a lot of us repping them, so check them out. All right, so Las Vegas Golf Center, yeah, the golf course is crap. It's awful. I know Cliff and Mike and Gary and all of them went out there a little while ago. It was trash. Joe and I did it last summer, and it was it didn't change. It doesn't look like it all from there.
It's still fun though.
Yeah, it's.
It's not a golf course, no. But it's still fun to just go knock it out if you have like an hour just to go hit a ball into a hole.
Okay, that's Joe recommending that, not me.
No, I'm not recommending. I'm just saying it's still fun.
If you just want to go hack it around, don't plan on like reading putts and don't plan on, you know, playing golf. It's
a social fun thing to go do.
Okay. Then you guys both played the North Las Vegas par 3 this past year.
Yeah.
That comes in at number 56. That's all I got to say about that place.
It's fun.
It was fun to take my son to and just kind of walk around and watch him play.
It's
but
one that you need to play just to say that you've played it.
Yeah.
You know, Jordan from Utah was in town and they were playing a couple courses and he's like, what can you tell me about the North Las Vegas par 3? I'm like, ghetto, trash, mats for tee boxes, short, small, don't want to spend too much time there, don't be there at night, but it's fun.
I've seen someone get stabbed there.
Yeah. Look, it's fun for, I think it was $8. If it was closer, I'd probably go do it more when I had a free hour. But yeah, not a golf course. It's just fun.
Yeah. Number 55 on the list is Durango Hills, which is another executive out in the Northwest. Number 54 is Sunrise Vista Golf Course, and I'm the only one who's ranked this. It's on Nellis Air Force Base. It's been so long since I've been out there. I played it several times when I was younger. My dad still went out to the base a lot, and I had friends that went out there. And my sister's husband is retired military, and that's when he comes into town. We'd go out there and play, but it's just a base golf course. It's nothing special. I know there's a Hill Air Force Base up in Utah has a great course.
It's an amazing course.
Yeah. Cannot compare that to the Nellis one. It's it's not very good. They used to have 3 9 holes courses, but it's just two now, and I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that. So Boulder City Muni, this dropped a couple spots, mainly, like I said, the ones that are dropping or rising are basically because Jeremy's didn't rank it last year. He ranked it this year, so that's why.
Yeah.
Was 49 last year. It's 52 this year. Boulder City Muni, it's what it is. It's a municipal golf course.
It's just pace of play can be an issue out there.
Yeah, a lot of old men, a lot of grumpy old men everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's
fun.
It's a fun layout.
Everything's fun.
Everything's fun. It's the fun police.
So you got a Muni boost from me. I love a Muni course, so
yeah.
I gave it a few extra points for the Muni
factor. It's got a vibe. Munis have a vibe.
Yep.
Los Prados comes in next at 51. That's another executive course over in the Northwest, and I've never played it.
Yeah, another fun one.
It's fun. It's usually really green and in pretty good shape.
Yeah, yeah.
Greens are typically slow. It's pretty narrow.
It's like it feels scrunched, but it's a ton of fun. I want to go do it again here soon.
So that concludes. Well, Eagle Crest is an executive, right?
Yeah.
And where is?
It's up by Desert Willow.
Oh, there it is. Okay, so there's two more executives on here. So now we'll start getting into that's like the par threes, the Air Force Base one,
the fun places.
The fun places. Yeah. Next up at number 50. Wait a minute. Did we get? Why is that one there? Got my numbers mixed up. 59, 52, right? 51. It's all messed up.
You know what? 51 and 50 got swapped. Yeah, okay.
Joe updated his things now, and I didn't have time to, like,
it's all verify good. It's, all
this. There was a few.
Let me check. Okay, the rest seems to be pretty okay. So just a little blunder right here. I'm sorry, everybody. This is terrible radio right now.
It's like, you just got an email. Worldwide Golf is jumping out.
What the hell, guys?
Oh, shit. Okay, so we'll just do this. Next up, Aliante Golf Club.
Yeah.
And this actually, you said, changed a little bit for you.
Absolutely,
You've played it a couple times.
I have.
More recently.
Yeah, I had only played it once last time we ranked. Conditions did not change from the last time I played there. It's still firm and dead and dry, but it is a ton of fun.
Oh my God.
I really enjoy myself there. The layout, I had a really good time. Me and Jeremy played a few times.
Fun is like
it's fun.
If you don't get anything out of this, but Vegas golf is fun, Vegas then you're doing okay.
Is fun.
That's hilarious. Great practice facility, which I didn't know last year that the chipping area was over in the corner, yep. Which I did find recently.
And it's a good chipping area.
You can catch a lot of different lies over there. Yeah, practice a ton of stuff.
When the drive chip putt held one of their qualifiers out, it was at Aliante. And I didn't know about that chipping area either. I'd always just gone to the range and then gone and played. And so when we went out there, I'm like, I wonder where they're going to have the chipping at. And it was like, oh, the short game practice area. Wow, imagine that.
I think Aliante is like, it has so much potential.
Yeah, I mean, some of the holes run together.
They're
kind of similar.
But I think, the way the green complexes are and stuff, I think it doesn't match. I don't feel like the layout matches up with the conditions. I really don't.
Say it was fun.
And it is a fun course.
I have not had any fun out there, so.
It can be brutal. That's the type of place where you have to commit to your shot or else you're going to beef it or thin it or, you know. And once I figured that out, it became fun.
Is that different on any other course where you don't have to be committed?
No, you have to commit, right? But there, it's like, it's so hard, like cement, that if you don't like full 100% commit, you don't have any room for error.
Aliante is where my son said the F word for the first time. He's 8. So I got fond memories of that course.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Very fitting. Okay. Next up is Palm Valley Golf Club. And next up after that is the Arroyo Golf Club, which I wish a hot dog rating could increase this because I'm still standing by it. It's one of the best hot dogs I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. Even better than the, what was it?
The Kobe beef hot dog.
Kobe beef hot dog. That was $20. Not at Five Iron. It was from the restaurant below.
We had it at Five Iron.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was trash.
Yeah, compared to the Arroyo dog.
That was trash. Hmm. The Arroyo dog, I would have seriously called him up and say, hey, can you,
overnight
Grubhub me one to Five Iron? Because I don't know what they're doing in that little broiler, but my God, that's a good hot dog.
Arroyo, I'm actually surprised, is kind of this low. See, based on conditions, when I played in that SNGA event, it was awesome.
Yeah. I think I've only played it one time, but I think it's just so discombobulating, the layout. Conditions are great. And then when I had played it, the first nine was different from the second nine. I think I said that it looked like the grounds crew took off half day.
Yeah.
Just, well, one of the beefs that place gets is the routing.
Yeah, it's just bad.
It's all over the place. It makes roads,
roads
seem like an express line checkout. It's you drive all over the place.
Yeah, that's the downfall there. Other than that, it's a great spot.
The driving range is scary getting to it.
That's true.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's you can die.
Yeah.
And another aspect of it is the atmosphere, which is you are playing Arroyo. You are not playing the country club. Do not come to our putting green, so it's kind
of
like
you mistakenly walk to the wrong side of the range.
Yeah. What are you doing here?
Yeah. I mean, they let you know, dude, we're rich. You're not.
Which I get, because those members are paying money for that, and I get it, but they could go a better way about it.
It would be nice for them to say,
honestly, why don't they just put a gate there?
When you're checking in, hey, the putting green really close to us, that's reserved for
I had no idea where it was.
Oh, no. Yeah. Please don't go there.
Yeah.
And take your cart to the back end of that range.
Exactly.
Because they'll stab you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they'll hack your social security number and make you unhireable anywhere.
So on the course, that got a 33. I rated it the lowest at 30. Joe had it the highest at 36, and Jeremy at 33 for an average of 33. Overall, 55 points. So it's kind of on the lower end here. Coming in at number 49 is the Arroyo. Oh, wait, no. Sorry, 48 is the Las Vegas Muni.
Yeah.
The Muni, which Jeremy has yet to play, which we were
That's surprising,
surprised.
Yeah.
As much golf as you have played around here.
I forgot you had told me that. We got to do that.
Yeah, we'll have to go knock out an afternoon round at Muni.
Yeah.
It's probably going to get a few extra Muni points from me.
Again, it's super fun. It's flat. Ton of trees. There's not a lot to it, but it's awesome going out there.
If you haven't hooked a tee shot onto Washington or Decatur, you just haven't played Muni.
Yeah, and I don't hook the ball, and I've done it.
I mean, there's got to be – I would love to know the tally of cards that have been hit off that
golf course. Yeah, and there's a ton of trees blocking it too, but it makes it out there.
Yep. Desert Willow comes in next at 47.
Yeah.
Muni course – or not a Muni, an executive course that ranks higher than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 full 18 courses.
Yeah.
Full par 72 courses. So
this is the closest course to Jeremy. So let's have Jeremy talk about this one.
Yeah, my son loves to play there. If I take him golfing, he always wants to go Desert Willow because he can hit greens in regulation. And the course is in really good shape. The greens are some of the best.
The greens are phenomenal out there.
Excellent shape. They're tough. They're undulated.
I don't want to, continue this trend, but there's a lot of fun golf holes out there.
There is. There's some good ones.
I really enjoy going there. Like you said, always in really, really good shape. Greens are challenging and run very well all the time.
Yeah, they get really busy, so sometimes it can take a while to play a short. Even though it's short, it can take a few hours. Yeah.
It's in a retirement community, so you get to deal with the seniors.
They are faster than the Boulder people, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
I love getting out there like 6 a.m. and being done in 2 hours,
Yeah.
It's a good time.
I'm not an early golfer.
I don't get it.
Up next, number 46 is Eagle Crest. This is the other executive course. I have yet to play this. Joe's the only one who has. Not much has changed on that one.
Well, to be fair, I ranked Desert Willow a point higher, right?
Yeah, you did. But I averaged.
Yeah, since you guys have played Desert Willow.
That's the golf course. So.
But yeah.
Overall.
Basically the same as Desert Willow, just on the other side of town.
Yep. This is always a surprise. Private country club ranking this low. Which is Canyon Gate, coming in at number 45. Jeremy has yet to play this. Joe and I have played it. We played it not frequently, but recently.
Yeah.
Plays out there a lot.
I've only played it one time. I do want to go do it again.
You haven't played it since then?
Just once.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a good layout, good course. It's just the conditions there are what I think brings it down.
Yeah, when I played it, I wasn't too fond of the greens during the time I played it. And I don't know, people love that 9 and that 18, that ending, but something about it does not work for me.
Yeah, they go around the lake on each side.
Right next to each other, like similar to Coyote.
Yeah, similar to Coyote and similar to Sun.
Yeah, and they, I want to get out there again.
It's a cool backdrop, the clubhouse in the background.
Yeah,
there's some really big houses on the backside.
Yeah,
as you make the turn, and I used to work there back in the day, so it's got a little,
A little nostalgia for you.
Nostalgia, but not enough to get it to move up in the rankings.
I'm playing there on Friday, so I'll have an opinion.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I wanted to go do that, but I can't.
I just got too much going on. let's see. So up next is the Club at Sunrise. Home to what a lot of people would say the best greens in town.
During certain times of the year.
I don't know. I've all the times that I've played it since they've redone it, the greens pretty much stay the same.
I've played them a little different than
Jeremy. You've played here. What are your thoughts? Because you ranked Joe ranked the course the highest out of the three of us.
Yeah, I like the course. It's a different area. I mean, it's the east side.
East side, baby.
You kind of drive through some neighborhoods to get to the club shot, the golf course. But I think the course is fun. It's a fun course. It's so different.
It's so different.
Slicer's hell.
Yeah,
it is.
You slice the ball, you're toast. Don't even go.
Yeah, don't
even go.
If you're planning on playing here, look it up first.
Yeah.
Just do that. It's not your typical golf course.
Every tee shot has a ditch on the right, except the 18th.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, and 10, 11, 12. 12 is that par three over the those pond.
Those three over there.
Yeah, that's got water right.
But that's not the ditch.
Oh, not the ditch. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, it's. When we played there, conditions were actually really good. So
yeah, I've played it in great conditions.
See, I grew up right down. That's my course that I grew up on. Mm-hmm. The ditch used to be called Desert Rose. It used to be called Winterwood Golf Club. It's been around forever. Underwent a huge renovation years ago. And I mean, it's a unique layout.
Yeah.
The channel, I mean, originally they were going to cover the channel and grass over it, but that just didn't happen. And I think if that would have happened, it would have been a lot more enjoyable to get out there and play.
It's if you were to picture playing golf in like the LA River with grass on the sides, that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
There's always some really unique trash.
Yeah.
That dogs barking, sirens.
Kids playing, sirens.
True.
The last three times I've played there, we have found a cooler. Like a cooler, and nobody wanted to go open it. Which I don't blame them. I'm binge watching Dexter right now, so I could only imagine what's in that. But Club of Sunrise, it's worth going out and checking out the greens because they're the only course in town that has that Poasuna soa grass.
Some Africa grass, right?
Yeah, it's a really
coarse.
It's a thick blade grass that flourishes in heat. Doesn't require a lot of water.
It almost looks like fake AstroTurf.
It looks like AstroTurf. And it's hard to get a read on it because
that's true.
You're not used to seeing how the sun reflects off of it.
Yeah.
So what this looks like a straight putt. And then it goes whoop.
Yeah.
Because you can't see the undulations. And that course doesn't have crazy undulated greens to begin with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Up next is Bally High. And Jeremy, what's your opinion on this one? Because we know where Joe stands on this.
Yeah, I've played here a few times. I think the vibe, it's a cool vibe, but it does feel touristy. Practice, the green is good. The driving range is
it's not awful. A driving range.
The driving net.
Yeah.
Course-wise, the outside holes are awesome. The inside holes all feel the same.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
And it's expensive.
I think
very expensive.
18 has a different perspective because the water comes into play.
Yeah.
So as far as being an inside hole, that's about the only one that is unique.
You're still going south to north in the direct same way.
Yeah, but you got Mandalay Bay in the background.
It's cool. It's cool.
There's
some
cool atmosphere.
Yep.
At there.
Pay $100 for that?
No.
Exactly.
No, not at all.
Airplanes.
And next up is this got a lot of shock and appall last year when we did this. But the Angel Park Cloud 9 par 3 course comes in at number 42.
Yeah.
This is the last of the gimmicky courses that are on here as far as, you know, like par 3 and executive. The Cloud 9, what I love about it, it's lighted. You can go play at night.
Yep. 12 holes, only 9 can be played at night. Ton of fun just to walk it, bring like 4 or 5 clubs and just have a good time. I want people to know that price is a factor on these, right? So Bally High is $100. Cloud 9 is $14.
Yes.
You know?
That's a huge
difference.
That's
big
why
difference.
We wanted to include price in this. And for what you get at Cloud 9 for
good price, conditions always, too. Yeah. Always good conditions. I drive by it every day.
So up next is coming in at 41 is Falcon Ridge. This is one that I had to flip. And Oasis Golf Club at number 40. Those are both out in Mesquite.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I've gone out to Mesquite, I've always played Conestoga. So I haven't taken part in any of these other courses. Jeremy, what's your opinion on those two Mesquite?
Oasis, it's a fun course. There's nothing special about it.
So why? Because you've played three of the Mesquite courses, the Casablanca, Falcon Ridge, and Oasis.
Mm-hmm.
That Joe and I haven't played. Did you guys used to have a trip down there? Is that why you've played it?
Yeah. Okay. There's a group of guys from the old course up in Utah that go down every year and play. Usually they play three different courses. This year we did Casablanca twice because of a screw up. But Oasis, it's kind of I don't really remember a whole lot about it. It's just kind of in the houses and stuff. But Falcon Ridge, on the other hand, is awesome. It's like a poor man's Wolf Creek. That's what it feels like. Yeah.
So you had Falcon Ridge course rated lower than Oasis. Probably
backwards.
Did you get them confused?
Because
you have Oasis at 34 and Falcon Ridge at 32. That's just on the
course. I must have, but
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, next up is the two Angel Park courses.
Yep.
And I think it's funny that all three of us have this ranked the same, pretty much. 34 points on the course, 62, and at 60.7 overall. Jeremy recently played the Palm course. Palm.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that a couple episodes ago, where you kind of liked the Palm course.
Yeah.
Me, I'm not a fan. I like the mountain course a lot better.
Yeah, me too. I think the layout is so much better on the mountain. Palm is way more wide open. Mountain is much more challenging. You got to pull off more shots on mountain, which is why I enjoy it more. Palm, there's more room to miss. But it's still a good time to go out there, though.
This is one of the more popular golf courses in Vegas.
Absolutely.
It's a locals, you know, it's a local course.
Yeah.
You're not going to see a lot of tourists out there because they can't get tee times because of the locals book.
Oh, mm-hmm. One thing they did do is, I don't know the last time you've been up there, but the range, right, at Angel Park, it used to be like one long green carpet for the mats, uh-huh, for the driving range. Now each stall has its own mat that is, you know, thicker, and you're not hitting off like turf with concrete under it. You know, there's some
not good out there.
So yeah, it's much better. They have tees in the mats, which there was no tees back then. And they changed their range machine to where you can use a card. So you can go straight to range and swipe a card.
Oh, that's nice.
And get balls. So that's definitely an upgrade.
And that range is open at night.
And it is open at night. Correct.
Which there aren't too many of those out here.
Right.
I think,
two, right?
Them and Las Vegas Golf Center.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That's pretty
well,
much
and Desert Pines. But
is
I don't,
it open at night?
I don't think they've been open at night lately during COVID, but they do have lights.
It's a scary place to be at night.
No, it's not. The family district courthouse is across the street. It's fine.
And the jail.
The Department of Public Housing.
There's a tropical smoothie across the street. It's fine.
Oh, okay. Didn't realize that. Casablanca, that's another course that is a Mesquite Jeremy only. You rated that one a little bit better than the other two. Why is that?
I think it's conditions, surprisingly. Sometimes it's hit or miss with Casablanca. But the
That's the one as you're driving into Mesquite that's on the right-hand side of the road if you're going towards Utah.
Yeah, conditions-wise, I feel like it's more consistent than the other two.
I like it. That's one I want to go play. I always, driving by there, I'm like, man, I don't know why I've never played
it. Man, freaking golf and spa getaway, $99. Let's do it.
And the chick is hot, too. She golfs with you.
She's not there.
She's not there. That's no. Okay, so now we're going to get into some meat.
She's at the front of the hotel just repeating that commercial over and over. That's what she does all day
long.
Just
a live feed.
Every time the commercial comes on, she's doing it in real life.
She's enjoying some $10 prime rib and lobster.
Every day. Oh, my God. Okay, starting at number 36, Painted Desert Golf Club. Jeremy, you have not played this. Last year, we kind of had a little snafu and had Painted Desert way at the bottom.
Yeah.
And that wasn't actually the case. There was a formula error where I had this divided by averaged out over three rankings when there was only two. So it dropped them way down. So I apologize to Painted Desert for that. We have redeemed you, and you're on the list where you deserve to be, in our opinion. right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it's a, you know.
It's a big jump from last year, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, because it was way down there.
It's Microsoft's fault.
It's been like 8 years since I played there, so I couldn't remember. But what course would you compare Painted Desert to?
Painted Desert, I would compare it to.
That's a good question.
I would say it's like a mix of Los Prados and Angel Park Palm.
Okay.
Angel Park Palm with more houses.
Mm-hmm.
I get a, there's a couple with the close to the freeway. I get a vibe of Angel Park and Sun Club at Sunrise a little bit.
Yeah.
No?
I think you haven't played Los Prados.
Yeah, I know.
I think Los Prados meets Angel Park Palm is the fantastic calculation to imagine.
Would you throw a little bit of Las Vegas National in there because of the way the holes lay out?
No.
No? I can see that as like
Los Prados is kind of like a really scrunched version of National.
It is. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I see Painted Desert kind of being a modern area.
But National is like big, like grand. Painted Desert doesn't feel grand.
Yeah, it's, I'd say like a watered down National.
Yeah, so like a Los Prados.
An unwatered, watered down National.
Yeah, I would say Palm and Los Prados is good.
Okay, Highland Falls is up next. It comes in at the number 35 spot. Another course out in Summerlin, part of the Summerlin, what is it?
Golf Summerlin.
Golf Summerlin.
Home of the SNGA.
I don't know. What do you got to say about Highland Falls?
It's the best of the Golf Summerlin courses. Yeah. Although I have enjoyed Palm Valley much more than I did last year. But Highland Falls has more elevation changes, better layout.
More scenic
mm-hmm. for sure. And usually in better conditions.
Yeah, agreed.
All right.
It's a tough, it's actually a fairly tough course.
Yeah, it can bite you for sure. Coming home too at the end, that's a good like final stretch. Like you kind of, there's two holes where you like climb a hill. And then there's that famous, I wouldn't say famous, but the most known par three there that overlooks the city. And then it's like you're going down a slide, like coming in home and you got to hold it together. And
yeah.
It's cool. It's a cool ending.
That's one that I need to get out and play.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Next on the list is another private course. I am the only one that has played this. It's Spanish Trails Country Club. I have it rated at 64 overall, 40 on the golf side.
Trent Jones.
Yeah, it's a different layout. There's three 9-hole courses out there. The Lakes one is green as hell and has some really unique holes, and I really like that. The other two I'm not a fan of. It's old and dated. It feels old and dated, whereas you know how Paiute is doing some major updates and keeping it fresh and current.
Yeah.
The times that I've been out to Spanish, now I haven't been out there recently, so I don't know if they've made any changes to that, but it feels like Vegas in the 80s when you're out there. Used to be a primo place.
And it's battled with private, public.
Yeah, it's not difficult to get out there.
Yeah.
Not at all.
It was public up until 2 years ago, I think.
Well, they went through a phase where they were letting the public play.
Yeah, because their tee times were on golf now two years ago.
Up next is Desert Pines. This dropped three spots from 30 last year to 33 Boo. This year. Joe loves him some DP. I'm not so much a fan, and based on Jeremy's rankings, I think he agrees.
And you guys have only played it one time.
I have not played it one time.
Recently.
Recently, I played it one time.
That's a big swing, though.
And it
16 points on the course?
Yeah. My playing it recently just reaffirmed my original stance, so...
Yeah.
Didn't help.
All right.
It got docked a couple points from those billboards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But would you say that it was fun trying to flop one up there?
It was definitely fun. Was it fun hitting it into that homeless camp?
Yes, because he gave my ball back.
That's true.
I seriously thought he was going to charge you.
Yeah, I thought he was going to throw it at my face.
Hey, you got a water? $5?
Yeah.
Here's your ball.
I wasn't expecting to get that back, but we got to go out one of these days, 6 a.m., first group out in the summer, and knock it out. You'll see.
See what?
You'll see how good it is.
I'm up for the challenge.
Yeah.
I accept your challenge. It's not going to change my opinion.
It will.
No. Jeremy, tell everybody about the range balls at Desert Pines. Do you remember? They dented the faces of our golf clubs.
They were so hard.
Well, it was very cold.
It was cold, but they have no dimples.
It was bad. It was bad. I knew I hit one ball and I looked at my club and like 40% of the golf ball cover was on the face of my club. I was like, what? And it was not coming off.
It sounds like you're at the batting cages.
Yes. Yeah. So maybe I'll just putt next time we go there and skip the range. Let's see. So where are we at? We're right there. Okay. Up next, Wynn Golf Club. It comes in at number 32. You're the only one that's played it.
Yes.
I mean, I can revert back to I've played it when it was the Desert Inn Country Club, but it's dramatically changed since then.
Dramatically changed.
And you've played it since the most recent renovation,
correct,
right?
Correct. Yeah. Cool layout. It's kind of scrunched together. Very expensive. If you haven't played it, I'd go try and take advantage of the local special that's been going on during these times at $250 or $300, I think.
I will say this. You have this rated the highest golf course of any courses.
Do I?
Yes. I don't know if that's a typo. I'll have to look and see.
67, huh? Cool, very cool par threes. Fazio bunkering, which I love. Range sucks. It's a net.
How's the service? It's got to be like
service
top-notch.
Is fantastic. Yeah, it's fantastic.
No, that's a typo. You don't have it rated the highest. My apologies.
So okay.
I had the overall rating. On gotcha. That side, so
still go do it if you haven't. It's definitely worth it to check off once. You get a bag tag. They got the canned Gatorade, which I know I mentioned last year, mm-hmm. which is love me some canned Gatorade, especially in the dead of summer, which is when we played. Good. When we played it, it was freshly sanded on the greens. So I would actually like to go do it again when the greens aren't punched and sanded, and see if I like it more than I did when we played. Cool spot though.
Sounds like we have helicopters flying over.
And you can go check out the Hitting Greens video on YouTube and see our round.
Yeah, that was a good video.
That was fun.
I enjoyed that video. Up next, Stallion Mountain. This one actually moved up a couple spots.
Good.
From 33 last year to 31 this year. We all pretty much consider it the same. Me and Jeremy have it rated a little bit higher.
I would make this maybe a couple points higher on the course.
On the course?
Yeah. Right.
You have it.
This is one I forgot to tell you to change.
Oh, okay.
Just you have it at 38. Jeremy has it at 37. I have it at 34. I'd probably go up to like a 36.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we just played it recently, and I really, really, really liked the layout.
Mm-hmm.
Really liked it this year.
There's some really awesome holes there.
Yeah.
Like the one with all the bunkers, that short par four. Wow.
Yeah.
I love the closing holes there.
It's a great, great finish.
It's a great finish. They've got a really good range, a great practice area.
Yeah.
The only downside, it's on the east side, so you get that east side stench.
Well, some of the grass out there can be kind of like crabby, like spotty.
Wild horse.
Yeah. Well, no, not like wild horse.
Not crabgrass.
Kind of like how Chimera gets.
Patchy.
Like kind of patchy, like sprouty. But when we played it last, it was in great shape. Super cool holes out there.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's definitely one worth
checking
out. And
it's like $40.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Muni vibe.
And it can be.
Well, I mean, the thing that I like about it is it's got that country club look to it.
Yeah.
Because it used to be a private club.
Right.
And the way it's set up, you could tell that it was country club living.
And it's for every golfer, right? You can play it super short or it stretches out long.
Okay. Up next is Wild Horse. Made the top 30.
The horse.
Jumped up a spot. Jeremy's review kind of catapulted it over because you're giving it more points on the course side than anybody else. Tell us what you like about the horse.
The more I play it, the more I appreciate it, I feel like. I mean, it's got the Muni feel, but some of the holes I just didn't like before. Now that I know it and played it more and I know how to play it, I just appreciate it a lot more.
And see, that's one of the reasons why I want to do this annually.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we could never do this again and the rankings would be fine and everybody would understand. But
it changes.
As you play something more, it changes.
Yeah.
And Like, for me, the more I play Desert Pines, the lower it's going to get ranked. But Wild Horse is one that can grow on you. Absolutely.
You know, I should have changed my Concord ranking.
Nope, that's locked in. You know what? When we get to Concord, I got something to discuss with you to see if I can change your opinion on that. Shout out to Darden. He just Superintendent of the Year.
Nicely done.
So congratulations goes out to him. Well,
doing a ton of work out there at the horse, man.
Yep. That's worthy of some applause from the crowd.
Yeah.
He's doing a great job. You know, I'm sure his hands are tied a lot with financial. Yeah. It's run by the city. And as far as I know, Henderson could just give a rat's ass about that place. So they're kind of limited. We may have to get him on the show.
That would be awesome.
That would be good. That course it's got a ton of history. It's just getting better and better, I think.
I would, if they could bring those conditions and not have it be a course that can survive with minimal water and heat and get it back into the shape that it used to be in, it would skyrocket on the rankings.
I really wish a lot of people could see the shape it's been in, because when I've played it in that pristine condition that it was.
It's outstanding.
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 I used to go there a lot when I worked over in the auto mall area, because it's just right up the street.
Yeah.
And I'd go there, practice at lunch or whatever, and miss that place being in good shape.
Yeah.
All right. We roll on. Another Henderson course here, number 29, Legacy Golf Club.
Yeah.
What you got to say about Legacy?
Love the layout. Still love the layout. The conditions have been kind of weird lately.
They're doing some restructuring.
Yeah.
They've gotten rid of a lot of grass.
They have.
As far as the excessive amount of grass, like between tee boxes. They went through some financial hardships, shut down for a while.
Yeah.
New management company came in. Don't see it recovering back to the way it used to be. Again, this is I think it's another financial burden. Water is getting crazy expensive in this town.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the water district is what's putting a stranglehold on these courses. Even with the reclaimed water, it still takes a ton of water to keep them green.
Yeah.
And I think they're kind of realizing, hey, Wild Horse can get away with less water and have play. So maybe we can too. Which sucks, because back in its heyday, Legacy was
supreme.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It was amazing. There's some fun holes out there. Devil's Triangle is a great little stretch of three holes. If it finished on 17.
Yeah, 18 is lackluster, but
18 almost to me looks like it was going to be a range.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
And then they're like, oh no, we can put it over there.
Yeah.
They didn't decide to build houses right there. We can put it right there.
Other than 18, fantastic layout. I love that place.
Yeah, and if you go to the tips, that course is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, up next, we got Royal Lynx, which this dropped a lot. It was 21 last year, 28 this year. I think the course conditions has really hurt Royal Lynx.
Yeah.
It's just
not. I don't necessarily think it's the course conditions. I think it's the greens.
Yeah.
I don't mind the hard fairways or
obviously you hyped up Aliante really well.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's how it's supposed to be at Royal, you know. I mean, you're not supposed to be playing, you know, pristine conditions. But the greens just last few times I played there, it's just hard.
You could have played it when it was pristine.
I have played it when it's pristine.
Like when it was green.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, it is a ton of fun playing like that, but that's not really the way it's supposed to be played, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
I'm happy that I've been able to play it in both situations.
Yeah.
But I think the greens need some work. I don't know what's going on there, but
they're funky.
They're funky. Hard to figure out.
Very funky.
Yeah.
And we've heard rumors that it's shutting down. The RJ article wasn't written by the guy we played with.
Gotcha.
It was somebody else. I mean, the city council has approved rezoning, so I don't know how. I mean, you just have to apply for it to be rezoned. Doesn't necessarily mean anything's going to happen.
Yeah.
It just means if he does end up selling it, it can be rezoned.
Yeah.
Don't know what's going to happen. Latest rumor is that it was just a rumor. Our legal has reached out to Scottsdale Group, have not reserved anything back yet.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. Up next, Wolf Creek Golf Club. This is a surprise for a lot of people, and it actually dropped a couple spots. Wolf Creek is, if you talk, anytime I go anywhere where I'm not in Vegas.
Have you played Wolf Creek?
That's the first thing people ask me. The first thing, and I'm a golfer, and, you know, like, so when we go to Alabama or when we're in Florida or even in Oregon. In Oregon, when we're at Bandon Dunes, all the time, oh, you're from Vegas? What do you think about Wolf Creek? And it's just like, it sucks. What? No, it doesn't suck. It's. I've always said it. I'll continue to say it until I'm done talking about it. It is visual golf porn.
Yeah.
The place is spectacular. It's visually stunning. It's just not golf, in my opinion.
What do you think?
The conditions were not good when I played there, which is disappointing. Some of the holes are over gimmicky to me. It's a course you got to play just to say I've played Wolf Creek, and you can. I mean, I've played it on video games and stuff like that, so it's cool to kind of see it in person. But if the conditions were better, I would have rated it higher.
Well, I found an article from 2020 where they are fighting with the Moapa or the Muddy River Moapa Valley water rights, and they're about to lose a shit ton of water.
Interesting.
If this happens,
huh?
Yeah. It was pretty dry. I played last June, and it was very dry.
Yeah. The drought, I mean, the drought's been going on in this valley for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, Lake Mead is dwindling. It comes in cycles, and they can fill it, so I'm not, like, crazy worried about Lake
Mead.
Yeah,
we're fine. We're fine.
But the lack of, I mean, we went through a record amount of days last year with no rain. And the golf courses that don't have the funds are showing it.
You know, I didn't think about that. Yeah, that could be a reason why everything's been a little bit drier lately.
There was no water.
No.
And normally you get the overseed season the end of fall.
And everything's fantastic.
And it's wet and, you know, we get the rain from the monsoon. There was no monsoons this last year. So yeah,
that's true.
I didn't think of that. All that base has just been dry. So
yeah,
it could be one of the reasons.
True, yeah.
Okay, up next, this is the one that popped up some spots, is Rhodes Ranch. To the number 26 spot, I am a big fan of Rhodes Ranch now.
Good.
I'm still a little bothered by their practice area. I don't like the mats that they have.
I saw people hitting off the grass the other day, which was nice to see.
Wow, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
The putting and chipping green, it's okay. It's not...
Putting green's good. Chipping is small.
Yeah.
Small, tiny chipping green.
They kind of share...
Yeah.
Green. A lot of locals. I hate going in that gate. It just...
Yeah, the gate
pain
does
in,
suck.
Pain in the ass. I mean, the Chimera gate sucks too, but they kind of move you through quickly.
Yeah.
At Rhodes, it's such a big community. And then they added even more houses.
Yeah.
The change is done for the restructuring of, was it 5 and 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 and 6. Not a fan. I like 5. 5's okay. 6 is...
The problem is 5 was such a fantastic par 5, and they destroyed it.
Yeah.
And then 6 was a very fun par 4, and now it's a very lackluster par 4 with...
And those bunkers...
Terrible bunkers.
...are a joke.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they drew them out and did them to scale, and when they put it on the computer, they, like, hit a button wrong, and those were supposed to be... A lot bigger. No, it says right here. This is what we're doing.
it's bad.
Yeah. It was so funny when we played the event there. Kyle just bombed his drive, and he was in front of the green. And he's like, don't hit it in that bunker. And I'm like, oh, you shouldn't have said that. He freaking chunked it and put it right in that bunker.
It's less penalizing hitting it in the bunker than on the green, though, because that green is awful. It's too new. It doesn't hold.
Oh, it doesn't hold anything.
Yeah.
You can hit a flop shot in there and it'll roll
off. See, that's how the copper rock bunkers were, all of them, when I played it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were that hard and firm, but they rolled pure.
Yeah.
They were just super hard.
Huh.
So, let's see. Yep, Rhodes. Happy with Rhodes. Okay. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back to crank out top 25.
Golfers, tee it up this year at Las Vegas Golf Superstore with the hottest new arrivals from TaylorMade. Introducing the new Sim 2 drivers, featuring a forged ring construction, unlocking a new dimension of distance and optimal forgiveness. Now with three drivers to fit any golfer's needs. Swing by Las Vegas Golf Superstore and get custom fit today. Las Vegas Golf Superstore, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
See, Las Vegas Golf Superstore.
Yeah.
Go.
Go.
Go check them out. Good stuff going on over there. All right, so top 25, here we go. Boulder Creek Golf Club comes in at number 25. It dropped a couple spots. It was 22 last year. 41 is the rating on the course. Overall, 71. We're in the 70s now with these courses. I've got this rated higher than you guys by a lot. I really like the layout. I love the practice facility. I love the different, you know, you're not a big fan of the Eldorado course.
Yeah.
Not at all. I like the contrast of the Eldorado course to the others, even though that nine just whoops my ass. It's still a nice variable to have on three different courses. I'm looking forward to our VGN event out there where we're going to play all three courses that day. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Fun. There's rattlesnakes. There's coyotes. There's hawks. It's in a neat area, Boulder City. Get to see the paratroopers.
Yep.
Parachuters.
Big chipping area, too, which is nice.
Yep. They've got what a lot of range practice areas don't have is a fairway bunker. If you go to the far left side of the range, big area where you hit hybrids and fairway woods out of bunkers, which is fun because you don't get to do that very much at all at the ranges out here. Up next is Sienna. This is another mover, moved up a couple spots. I love Sienna. Love Sienna.
Fantastic.
So why don't you think it's rated higher?
No chipping green, one. The range is beat up a lot of the time. Like it's on grass, but it's beat up very often. Yeah. They did get new carts recently, which is nice. Good. It can get pricey into the 90s. I've seen it. Usually don't pay more than 70 though.
Yeah. I wouldn't pay 90 to play there.
Yeah. I've seen it up there. A lot of bunkers, but yeah, I would say the chipping green is, that's a detriment.
Detriment. All right, next up, number 23 is Bear's Best. I had some changes to my rating in this that moved it up a couple spots. I'm not a huge fan of the design because as replica holes, it's tough to get into a flow for me because you're going from one type of golf to another type of golf. But it's got a great practice area, a nice range, good chipping green, good putting green. The course conditions can be a little skeptic, but it's got some really cool atmosphere. You get a couple of those strip views and the houses and that you're up in the hills and it's a good course. And I mean, 17 and 18 are two amazing closing holes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 17 is so much fun to play.
It can be pricey though.
Yes.
Oh, very pricey.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the times that we've gone out there is because we got into a scramble that was at a decent rate and it came with a free round.
Yeah. And then the other time I played it was $30.
Yeah. Then that's definitely worth it. Las Vegas National is up next at number 22. This is, you know, one of our favorites. Anytime somebody always asks me what's a course to play, go tell them check out Las Vegas National because tons of history. It's a great layout. It's not your typical Vegas golf.
Right, which that makes it kind of hard to suggest to people, though, because it's probably more like the golf they're coming
from. Yes, that's exactly what I tell them. I go, if you are tight fairways, tree line, traditional golf, and you want to come out here and experience Vegas desert golf, don't go play it.
Right.
But if you don't like Vegas desert golf and you're coming to Vegas, and you definitely need to go play Las Vegas National.
Yep.
And Joe's favorite golf course is up next. Revere Golf Club, the Concord course.
Yeah.
What is your beef with the Concord course?
I just don't get it.
Do you play bad on it, or no. Is it just not fun?
I mean, all golf is fun to me, right? It's just
I'm making a shirt. Golf is fun. It's going to be on the website this afternoon.
I like playing it, right? I've just played it so much lately, and I'm just over it right now.
Okay, so this is what I want to do. And Jeremy, you can tag along with this too, because I think it will dramatically change the way you think about Concord. Because we always typically play the gold tees.
Yeah.
All right. From the tips, it's a much different course, but it's not going to change your opinion, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think you're still going to think the same thing. I want to go move up a couple boxes.
Here's the thing.
I want to play it from 6,000 yards.
I'll play it, but the thing is I have played it so much lately, and I like Lexington way more, and I haven't played Lexington that much lately. So, like, the Revere balance for me is way off right now.
Yeah,
I want to Concord again?
No, but I want you to see it in a way that you've never seen it. Because you can get in a rut there, totally, and it can be mundane, and it can be, God, I played this shot last time. I played this shot last time. I played this shot last time. You know, because a lot of the holes, the ball funnels back.
Yeah.
And you're always kind of in the same area. You know, the same, like the on 6 and 7. You know, you're going to be on the right side.
Up to 17 and be like, this should be a par 5 every time. Even if you're up, it should be a par 5.
So I would like to just do that one day. Go play it.
Yeah, not going to change my mind.
I think it will.
You know what? I don't care for the front nine at Concord at all. The back nine is way better for me.
I like the front nine more than the back nine.
See, I love number one. I think that's a great opening hole.
Yeah, number one's a great opening hole.
Two is a good bombers par 5.
Yeah.
Three is a challenging par 4.
Look, I like the course, right? Uh-huh. It's just I've played it so much lately that I don't want to play it again for a while. That's what it is.
How many times have you played it lately?
We played it for the Stableford. We played it when Eric was here. We played it when just recently. We played it so much lately.
I don't know if I've played it as much as you then.
Yeah, we've played it a ton lately.
And we didn't play Concord when Eric was here. We played Lex, didn't we?
You played it when
Miles was here.
Miles
was here.
You came and played it. You and I played it.
And then we played it with Lance.
You played it with Lance.
Yep.
Yeah, I just played Revere the other day for 9 holes, and the last time I played, Lexington for 9 holes, the last time I played Lex was before the Stableford.
Oh, so long ago.
Yeah, exactly. And in that time, I've played Concord at least 6 times, and I will always like Lexington more than Concord, no matter what, and I will always enjoy playing golf on any golf course.
Well, so let's wait until later on this year.
Okay, there we go. So next time we play there, we're playing Lexington.
I've played Lex so much lately, though.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. That's what you have to do at Revere. You have to balance it. You have to go Lex, Concord, Lex, Lex, Concord, Lex, Concord, Concord, Lex.
Concord, Lex, 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 Lex.
Yeah, you have to balance it. That's the reason there's 2 courses there.
Okay, up next, Mountain Falls. And this one took a big hit, mainly because last year you were the only one who rated it. This year, Jeremy and I both got to add in our rankings. And we called you out. You know, you just
these scores are very close.
No.
Okay, I got a 43. You have a 41.
I'm just giving
Jeremy's you got shit. A 39.
I'm just giving you shit. But you have the overall side of it, the other factors, really high.
Yeah.
Why?
Cheap.
Okay.
Very cheap. Big pro shop, not great stuff in there, but it's big. Staff's really nice. Practice facility's not in that part, right? Is it?
No, that's on course.
Okay.
See, I like their practice facility. I think
it's fantastic.
I think it's great.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And the course is a well-designed, good golf course. It's so dramatic from one side to the other. And that, I think, whereas Falcon Ridge, it may amplify the experience. I think it kind of hurts Mountain Falls, because if you start on the front, okay, it's, you know, Jack Nicklaus golf, and then you go to the back, you're like, wow. But if you were to play the back first and then go to the front,
yeah,
you'd be disappointed.
True. But I think also because there's not houses on the front nine yet, it makes it seem so open, and you're like, and that definitely makes it feel like a completely different course.
Yeah.
It is a different nine for sure. But I think the front nine begins to open at that skinny one with the dead trees.
Yep.
And then you got that par five, which we hit long ones on, mm-hmm. and then that par three, and then nine is sick.
Yeah, nine's a good
one. It really starts to, like, I think it leads you in. It's just you open and it's kind of lackluster, and you go over water on a par three.
They started too late. Start that on two, and then build it up, and then, you know.
I think two is a cool hole too. I think it's just really.
Is it fun?
Yes, it's like you're going up an incline the entire time, and it. I think it's fantastic.
All right,
I think it needs houses though.
Yes,
and then we can really judge that aspect.
Okay, up next is these got swapped because they have the same score: Revere, Lexington, and Reflection Bay. Reflection Bay scored a little higher on the course. So we'll go Lexington first. Well, we talked about Lexington.
Yeah.
You love you some Lex.
I do.
You like Lex as well.
I do.
There's a couple holes in Lex that just drive me nuts as far as it's just weird. And that's 10. 10, of course. Everybody has their beef with 10.
I love 10. I think 10's awesome.
I mean, it's a cool hole.
10 has the coolest approach shot on the entire Revere property.
Now, I will give you that. That is a very challenging approach shot.
Yes.
Especially if you're not in a good spot.
Yeah.
The closer you are, the more difficult it is, it seems.
Yeah.
You know, I don't flinch when I'm 150 out, but I'm 110 out, and it's like,
Yeah.
Because you have such a small green to hit.
Best approach shot on the property.
That's a big say.
Yeah.
I think the par fives on Lexington are badass.
Way better than Concord.
They're so good. Every one of them is just, they're just awesome.
Right. Yeah, I think the same thing.
Put another shirt on. I hate Concord. Concord sucks. Tice, I'm sorry. You're going to have to take Joe out. Show him what it means to play the course right. Okay, Reflection Bay. It needs to be up here in the top 20. It's one of those courses in Vegas that, again, you know, when it's in prime shape,
right.
My God, the place is amazing. Yeah. They lost a lot of fanboyness from me when they got rid of the range. And
sucks.
Went to that net. It kind of stinks. And then they flipped the nines, and that kind of tanked it for me as well. The original layout, I think, is so much better to finish on than they have it now. But, you know, that is what it
is. This is one, if you're visiting, this wouldn't hurt you if you played this one and this was the only course. This is a good Vegas course to play.
Absolutely. Yep. It's great Jack Nicklaus golf.
Yeah.
Yep. Great backdrop.
Yeah, views are awesome there.
Yeah. Absolutely outstanding. Okay, up next, number 17, Prim Valley, the desert course.
Yeah.
This one kind of took a hit. It didn't really go down in the rankings. I did make some adjustments on mine because the course conditions lately just have been trash.
Yeah, they have been.
It hasn't been good. Yeah. We played it not too long ago, and, I mean, it was not good.
Yeah.
Not good. So, we'll... But, you know, it's...
Amazing green side bunkering, though.
Yes.
Green complex is fantastic. Dude, Fazio
just did a fantastic job out there. We've got the Poor Man Shadow Open coming up in May for the VGN. We're playing the Lakes course, though. So,
yeah.
But it's up here in this high of rankings because it's a value.
Yeah,
big value. The price is just too good. In the summertime, you can get 36 holes in, no problem.
And one of the best practice facilities in the area.
It's so good. So good. They just need to get a good putting green. Good putting green, and that place is going to be fantastic. Okay, up next is Chimera. It comes in at number 16. It moved up a couple spots. Jeremy, looks like you're a fan of Chimera.
So I think the big jump for me on this one would be TrackMan. The range is so damn cool.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we were messing with it the other day when my dad came down, and you can play a bunch of little mini games and target practice games and stuff. But yeah, it's the first
course in town that has a TrackMan range.
Yeah.
Yep. They probably spent more on TrackMan than their pro shop, their clubhouse.
Yeah.
The trailers?
Yes.
It's sick.
It's a good course. Cool. It's usually in really good shape. I mean, it can be hit or miss occasionally. Yeah. The greens can get really slow, but it's pretty consistent.
Yeah. I really think that could be a water issue, the rain, because last year it was not like that at all.
Yeah.
It's very similar to Rhodes, but
yep, house tracks.
Yep, simple, wide open. You can miss in places.
They astroturfed the range too, didn't they?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the balls aren't getting
as dirty
as they used to be.
Yeah.
I still think they need to invest in some fencing to go up.
To go up.
Oh hey, you want to say hi to Roars?
Oh yeah, let's tell them. Did you listen to the episode today?
What's up, Roars?
What's up?
Hang on a second. I'm gonna see if I can get you on. We're recording right now.
Hey, did you listen to this week's Chasing Daylight?
There you go.
Did you listen to this week's Chasing Daylight?
Yes, I did.
Did you hear what he said about the PXG putter? How it's a better putter, man.
That's why he called. He looks upset.
Yeah, aren't you pissed?
I'm actually not. You know.
Oh.
You know, I mean, I started strokes game to, you know, promote the game of golf, and because I want people to play better and feel better about golf. And if they feel better with something else in their bag than a strokes game, then more power to them, because they're still out there on the course.
All right.
This guy's awesome.
Well, I mean, I get that, but he wrote a letter to you saying he wouldn't change it for a year.
did you like my loophole?
But you know what? I'm willing to bet that I'll give him 5 weeks. It'll be back in the bag.
I can see that happening for sure.
Wow. I like the way you think.
Yeah.
So we're in the middle of our Vegas rankings episode. So this will be good. You can chime in. Let us know, what is your favorite course that you have played in Vegas?
Oh, Cascada, easily.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. No surprise where that is on our list. We haven't gotten there yet, but we will.
Well, there you go. Right on.
So this is your new, he's showing us his new facility where he's moved the shop to.
Yeah.
Looking good.
Oh, the Grand Tour. This is where the magic happens.
Sick.
But,
that looks so much better than my garage.
Yeah. I'm just excited to have air conditioning for a change.
Oh yeah. See how he's got that the scale, the swing weight scale mounted? I think I'm going to do that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I got an extra one. You still got one? But, yeah. It's sweet. Pretty pimp.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying.
Nice, man. Nice.
Plus there's a bar. So, you know.
Well, having a bar next door definitely helps.
It does. It sure does.
All right, sir, we're going to get back to this, and I'll give you a holler here in a little while.
Yeah, I apologize for interrupting.
No apology needed. We love having you.
All right, y'all be good.
See you later.
See ya.
Check that out. Little Roars action.
A little cameo.
Yeah. Sorry, everybody. We interrupt this episode to clear my conscience. okay, so where do we leave off? Chimera. So at number 15 is Conestoga, and that dropped 5 spots. I was the only one who had rated it last time, but Jeremy has played it. He obviously did not like it as much as I did, but not like you hated it. Just I know it has undergone a lot of changes recently. Very dry, very burnt out, not in great shape, and that definitely shows. So
that's
one that I need to get out there. And Joe, actually, you need to go play it too, because it is a great layout. It is a really good layout that, gosh, I hope it can come back.
Yeah.
Okay, number 14 is Dragon Ridge. I'm the only one who's played that, so if you want to dig into why I like it so much, go back and listen to last year's episode. TPC Summerlin, this actually dropped. And I think this is one of the results of Jeremy ranking some other courses here. But Joe and I have both played it. It rates high for us, 48 on the course side and 80 overall.
Love that place.
It's a great. And they're, did you see that they're redoing the green?
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah. They're making some big changes. Apparently a lot of the professionals that go out there weren't happy with the severity of some of the slope.
Yeah.
And so they're making it a little bit more preparing for a round and practicing worthy.
Yeah.
So be interesting to see that when it's done. Next at number 12, which moved up four spots, is TPC Las Vegas. This one, all of us have played it, comes in at 81 points. It's just a great, great course.
Yeah. Always in good shape.
Always in good shape. Always fun to play. It's challenging. We had our TPC trials at TPC out there. Everybody mm-hmm. had a good time, even though they screwed us and put us on tee boxes we should have been on, which made it a long day for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Present company included. But yeah, that's definitely one that you need to play if you're here. Another private course, the Las Vegas Country Club. This moved up three spots from 14 to 11. Mm.
Fantastic place.
There's not much bad about the Las Vegas Country Club except the range.
It's so different from anything else we have here. Yeah. Also, so
it's tour caliber golf, in my opinion, in a really awesome setting.
Yes.
Tons of history. They've spent a lot of money redoing the building to bring it more modern. It used to look like a 70s shack, but
awesome finish.
It's a really good golf course. We love it. Now, this is one that we've all played, another private. This is one of the few privates that Jeremy has played, the golf club at South Shore. This moved up three spots to number 10. It's got a perfect score from me. Oh, wait, no, almost perfect. 50 out of 55 points on the course side with all of us. 49.3 is the average, which is really good. And then 81.7 overall. Great.
Great course.
I mean, Jack Nicklaus design, beautiful backdrop. Everything you wish Reflection Bay was, it is over at South Shore.
Yeah.
Great pro shop, great atmosphere, great staff. The visuals are amazing. The wildlife you see on the course is outstanding.
Yeah.
From there, this was kind of a surprise. Prim Valley Lakes over, Las Vegas Country Club and South Shore.
Well, I think the price is a factor there.
Huge factor.
Huge factor.
It's really good golf. We said this last year. They got an influx of cash a couple years ago because the Champions Tour likes or has some of their qualifying out there for Q School. They brought it up to speed to be a tour caliber facility. Some of the best bunkering in town.
Yeah.
The layout is outstanding. It does get dry. This dry thing that we're... I think we just figured it out. It's the lack of the rain.
We figured it all out.
It sucks that Jeremy is experiencing this because there's a lot of Vegas courses that just haven't been in the shape that they're normally in.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, about Prim Valley Lakes, though, this is one I could play every day, unlike one that's nearby. Concord.
Yeah, Lakes is one of my favorites, for sure.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's a great course.
Such a deal, too.
I love 16, the tee box on the patio.
Yeah,
yes.
I love the 17th, part 3. It's fantastic. 18's a great finishing hole. And then hanging out on the patio afterwards and watching people tee off and come in on 14 or on 15 is just fun.
You can't go wrong with that place.
It has that old southern...
Yep.
Atmosphere with the building and good food too.
Yeah.
Good food. Okay, so that is number 9. Number 8 on the list is Southern Highlands Golf Club. What can you say about so high? It's just utterly amazing. The only reason it's not higher is because the price, because it's private.
Yeah.
And it's one of those high private golf courses. On the course side, it's just outstanding. Next is Shadow Creek at 7. This actually dropped down a couple spots. This is the only course that I rated perfect on all conditions, design, facility, course conditions, and atmosphere. It's flawless, absolutely flawless. And the only reason it's not number one is because it's $1,000 to play there.
Yeah.
And that's going to detour a lot of people. But if you ever get an opportunity to play, don't pass it up.
I will not.
Yes. Number six, Coyote Springs. This moved up a couple spots. We all love Coyote Springs.
Yeah, we do.
It's rated, 50 points on the course from us. Overall, 85.3 or 49, and then 85.3.
Playing next Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
That in the Saturday group?
No.
Oh, what you guys got going
on? It's a scramble.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is that the...
With Trey and his roommate.
Oh, nice. Right on. Oh, I love Coyote Springs.
So good.
I will be driving back from Scottsdale that day. I may have to see... Say hi to Doc while I'm down there.
Yeah, try and go play Scottsdale National while you're out there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Get the full PXG experience.
Yeah, just knock on, hey, Bob.
Just
Bob,
show him the bat attack.
I got a bat attack.
Yeah.
I got a battle-ready bat attack. Can you?
I switch from strokes gain.
The doors go. You said the magic words. So up next is Rio Seco. You played this course in the dead of summer.
I've played it three times.
You have played it three times?
Yeah.
Okay. So good ratings from you. I'm a huge fan of the other factors at this place.
Yeah.
I think the clubhouse is amazing. The staff is always just on top of it. And, for what you get for the price, it's a really good value, in my opinion.
Yeah.
They redid the range and the practice area. It's just really good Reese Jones golf. It's one of my favorites, has been for a long time.
Yeah, and if you're coming from out of town, like $125 to play here is a good deal.
Yes.
So good course to play.
Then we have Kraken. Oh, let's see. That was number five, so we're in the top five. Number four is Cascada Golf Club. We're huge fans of this place.
Yeah.
We play in the Winter Classic every year. Probably may look at playing the summer one coming up here in May.
True.
Because the value is just too good.
To play it in like those conditions too, yes, during May. That's why I really would like to do it.
Everything about Cascada is over the top. The conditions, the staff, the facilities, the views,
The wildlife.
The price of golf shoes in the pro shop.
Yeah, don't forget your golf shoes when you go play Cascada.
No.
Yeah.
You will highly overpay for shoes. And let's see. So that gets us to the top three, which shockingly hasn't changed.
Send the hate mail now.
Yes. And, I haven't made it official yet, but Legends Never Die has been postponed for 2021. We're going to do it again in 2022, but because of everything that's going on with the pandemic, I just did not feel right reaching out to people asking for things and donations and to do special things for us when a lot of these people are,
struggling a little bit.
So, and Paiute is not back to full operations.
True.
So we're going to hang off and come back with Legends. So this was not a Legends hype up rankings like we got accused of last year.
It's not a Corn Fairy hype up either.
No, it's not. And that's coming, but
exactly.
Not at all. I want to look and see. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, we pretty much all agree on this across the board.
Yeah, pretty close.
Pretty close. Wolf comes in at number three. At 51.3 on the course side. Paiute Sun comes in at number two at 52.3 on the course side. And Snow Mountain comes in at number one, 52.7 on the course side. The other amenities, except for Wolf, has its own range, so that kind of changes a little bit.
Yeah.
But the final point standings, Snow Mountain, number one at 92.7, Sun Mountain, number two at 92.3, and Wolf at 90.3. Out of all the courses we rated, Those were the only three that have a score in the 90s.
Here's the thing, right? People don't agree with this.
A lot of people
do. A lot of people do not agree with this, but a lot of people do, right? Paiute is where you can get the best conditions year-round for a decent price.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. There is nowhere else you can go for $50 to $100 tops, right? Going to get the same conditions, get tour-level quality greens all year long, correct?
The greens are phenomenal.
When we played with Harry Hall, he said these greens are better than anywhere else we play.
Yeah, and he's played a lot of golf.
Exactly. great food. The only thing that sucks about Paiute is the wind sometimes, and that they can't handle that. They don't have a button for that.
They can't build the Great White Wall like in Game of Thrones out there. I mean, it would work. the wind can totally, absolutely ruin your day and just kick your ass, but it makes it different.
Yeah.
I mean, we played it in a breeze last time, and it's still a difficult, challenging golf course. I want to, I mean, don't get me wrong. I want all the people that we know that are going to be in the Korn Ferry event, I want them all to do well.
Yeah.
But I also want Paiute to flex its muscle and have 35, 40 mile an hour winds.
And at least one day.
Yeah. Just so we can see what some of the best players in the world can do under those conditions.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be fast. It's going to be firm. It's going to be good. But so congratulations goes out to Snow Mountain. This is a two-time
winner,
best course champion for the Chasing Daylight podcast, Ranking Vegas. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. These kind of go long and we tend to ramble, but we highly recommend, if you have any questions, reach out to us. Joe is at Hitting Greens, HITTINGREENS. Jeremy is I Am Stat Guy, and I Am The Breakfast Ball. If you have any questions, those are our Instagram handles. Reach out to us. I love answering the questions.
Yeah.
If you think that we're just full of shit, we got the voicemail, 702-614-15. What the hell's the number? It's been so long since I put it out there, I forgot what the number is. Anyways, I'll link it. 518-1864. That's what it is. 702-518-1864. Almost gave out my home phone number from my old house. drop us a line. Let us know what you think. If you think we're way off, let us know why. You think we're dead on, let us know why.
Yeah.
And, you know, every year in March, we're going to do this. Hopefully, we get out to the courses that we have not played yet, and we'll have a little bit better rankings for you next year. And we got some courses that, you know, I need to play, Joe needs to play, and, you know, our goal is to have all 62 courses played and rated for everybody.
I think we should make these seeds and put a bracket out there.
Okay.
And have people fill it out, and then we can see what the people's choice is.
I will start working on that. Jeremy, you can give me a hand with the website design on that.
Yep.
And we will make that happen. Great idea.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, and we'll make sure that you know, you have to leave your driver's license number and social security number to verify who you are.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Well, there's
32 brackets that have been turned in. Wild Horse is number one.
They can just post them on their Instagrams and tag Chasing Daylight.
Yeah, that's true. So, all right, boys, that does it for this year. We'll be back next year with another Rankings Vegas. And, you know, maybe next year what we can do is just rattle off the top 20 or top or the bottom a lot quicker and then dive in a little bit more into details about why we like the top 10 so much. So get that going on. And then we'll be back next week with another episode of The Weekly Walk. Until then, make sure you get out and chase some daylight.
Later.